This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Thursday afternoon, February 6th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. Chicago Bears team owner Virginia Halas McCaskey has died at the age of 102. Let's discuss the team's matriarch's legacy with Mark Gannis, president and co-founder of Sports Corp Limited, joining us live in New Orleans, where they are getting ready for the Super Bowl. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And this is not only a sad day for fans of the Chicago Bears, but this is probably some news that made all the pro football insiders in New Orleans for the Super Bowl probably stop for a moment, because she was the last living link to George Halas, not only the founder of the Bears, but the founder of the NFL.
It is. It's a very sad day. I would expect that as we move forward to the NFL Honor Show tonight, which will be broadcast on Fox, and where the Walter Payton Man of the Year award is given out at the end of the evening, that Virginia, her legacy, the legacy of the McCaskey and Halas families, are going to be front and center, especially in Roger Goodell's thoughts and comments.
Now, she inherited the team from her father, George Halas, when he died in 1983. And it seems like you have two eras in the evolution of the NFL represented in both George Halas and Virginia McCaskey, because George Halas was responsible for turning the NFL into what it was in the 1960s as a very TV-friendly sport, responsible for all the revenue-sharing agreements that were in place then. But then she was the matriarch of the team when the NFL took a corner, when it went from being this TV-friendly sport to the literal national pastime.
Absolutely right. And the NFL, when it has, you know, it's been on this meteoric rise basically since she took over, it never changed her. And frankly, the family members that I have been privileged to know, George, Michael, Patrick, also never changed. Always modest, always appreciative, very faith and family oriented. There were some people that may have been critical that the Bears didn't turn into the Dallas Cowboys or the New England Patriots. But what you always knew was that the team would be handled and managed with class and dignity. And that all came from her. She was an amazing, amazing woman.
And this also happens at a very critical time for the Bears. We've talked about the personnel moves that they have made in terms of beefing up the coaching staff and making sure that Caleb Williams is surrounded by coaches and players that can really allow him to realize his potential. But we have this stadium negotiation going on. Did they stay on the lakefront? Did they go to Arlington Heights? And what does the passing of Virginia Halas mean for those negotiations?
I don't think it means very much. Her, she would have supported whatever George and the people that they hired would have wanted to do, you know, staying within Chicago or Chicagoland, of course. So that's not that part doesn't change. There may be some issues related to succession and estate taxes and things of that nature where team investment may be in the stadium, maybe a little more constrained because they may have some other obligations, meaningful obligations. But if the city and the state could ever come up with the lakefront plan that Kevin Warren put out there, I think that would still go forward. If the Arlington Heights plan decides to go forward, they can do that one even more easily. And, you know, there remains to be seen what happens at Michael Reese. So it doesn't have as significant a change in stadium negotiations as one might expect, in part because while she was with us, the team always operated in a very conservative, modest manner. That's not likely to change.
Mark Gannis, president and co-founder of Sports Corp Limited, joining us live from New Orleans, helping us look back on the life and legacy of Virginia McCaskey, who died at the age of 102. Coming up, help in avoiding conflict when you divvy up your restaurant bill.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A night out with friends or family can sometimes include an awkward moment when the bill arrives. Let's talk about ways to prevent a problem with Izzy Carey, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the restaurant coach in Chicago. Izzy, thank you for joining us today. And this really is a dollars and cents issue for pretty much everybody, because we've all been in this situation before where you're out with another couple or maybe a group of friends, or maybe it's a parent party for youth sports. You name the situation. But if the drinks start flowing and the appetizers start coming and people leave before the party is over, somebody is always left holding the bill and the bag. So, Izzy, what are some ways that we can really avoid that awkward situation at the end of the evening?
Well, now more than ever that food prices are up, you know, 30%+, and you go to a restaurant and, you know, your ticket 2 years ago or 3 years ago might have been $50 a person, now $90 a person. It means a lot. So having the discussion before you go to the restaurant, or as soon as everybody sits down, that's a good time to bring it up rather than waiting till the bill comes and half the table leaves as soon as they see it. So have the discussion early.
And even if you do have that discussion early, what happens if you wind up in that awkward situation where everybody is ordering off the budget side of the menu, appetizers, maybe a couple of shareables, and then one person or couple, they're the high rollers. They get the most expensive wine, they get the most expensive cuts of meat, and of course, then the rest of the table has to pay the bill. How do you avoid that awkward conversation?
Yeah, this, you know, my wife and I just went out a few weeks ago with another two couples, so you had six at the table, and we knew we weren't going to be doing a lot of drinking, and we were just going to share an appetizer and an entree. So very quickly, we just said to everybody as we sat down, hey, if you guys don't mind, we're just going to have, we're going to do a separate trek, because we're just not going to be having cocktails and that, and just getting that out of the way right away, and that usually gets the other two couples to go, oh, that's a good idea. The other is, you know, I have a friend who doesn't drink, and the check will come, and I'll tell him, hey, let's split the check, but I will take the gratuity. And that way it's more fair. So it's good to have those discussions, especially today, up front.
Now, in general, as someone who's been around the restaurant industry, I'm sure you have some stories of watching those awkward moments unfold in the dining room. And any notable ones really jump out in your mind as we have this discussion?
Well, just, you know, and I think one of my brothers is listening right now. There's five of us. We go to a great steakhouse for dinner. The check comes and it's like a magnet. We all back away. No, nobody wants to touch it. So then we start that discussion. Whose turn is it? And those kind of things. But, you know, I have seen people literally in restaurants, the check comes and they get up and go to the washroom, hoping that the check will be paid by the time they get back.
It's amazing. the extent to which the things people will do to avoid picking up a bill, but it's a situation that everybody encounters at one time or another. Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, aka the Restaurant Coach in Chicago. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for helping us avoid some potential awkwardness the next time you go out with a group of friends. Coming up, why you should feel secure when you're flying, despite all the stories we've been dealing with over the past week or so.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Recent air disasters in Washington and Philadelphia have made some passengers more anxious about getting on an airplane, but the statistics indicate it's still a very safe way to travel. We're joined by Joe Schwederman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddick Institute at DePaul University in Chicago. Joe, thank you for joining us today. And before you entered academia, Joe, you were in airline operations, and you were working at a time when plane crashes were a much more frequent occurrence than they are now. And even though they are very tragic events, and they do have a lifelong impact, especially for the families of the victims, it is a very important learning lesson for the airlines involved.
Oh, exactly right. And you know, every crash is a terrible tragedy, but it does trigger, you know, improvements. And we're going to see that with this. I think we're seeing in Washington with the American Airlines partner flight, military activity around airports and so forth. It needs a look. And but over the long haul, it really is impressive, the airline track record. And the previous accident before this was the Coogan Air Continental flight back in 2009. So it's been a remarkable run. So statistically, we look at safety in kind of the three regions, Asia Pacific, North America, and Europe. It's really remarkable. Developing countries have a little more catch up to do.
And that crash in February of 2009 in Buffalo, also, you know, that was another turning point, because that was a crash that shined a light on crew fatigue. I believe that was the real issue, that the crew on that particular flight was at the end of a very long day, and it exposed some of the issues that were taking place inside those feeder airlines, those smaller airlines that operate those regional jets. But back in the 70s and 80s, you were learning about wind shear, weather that was knocking airplanes out of the sky. There were rudder issues on one particular aircraft that led to a number of crashes over a short period of time. And the industry learned and adapted and evolved and became safer on the other side.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, my time at United, which was in the 80s into the early 90s, you know, it was every... much more frequent, and even United had some accidents during that period. And, you know, back then it was just an unfortunate reality of air travel, which is still statistically safe back then, but it was more normal to have these tragic events in the news. And, you know, so now being 15 years or so, it's just a shock to people to see, you know, that there is still risk in the airline system. And, you know, fortunately, the kind of things you mentioned, weather, wind shear, mechanical problems on airplanes, those are far, far less pervasive than back then. So people should feel good about that. And then we'll learn from the Reagan accident as well.
And then we talk about, statistically speaking, how safe airline travel is. And that's, you know, that could be cold comfort to somebody who really is anxious about air travel. But let's visualize it this way. How many people and how many planes are in the air at any given time in 2024 and 2025? It's got to be hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, well, to give you a sense of that, it's just astounding how much air travel has grown. So you have a larger base of flights, too. So you compare it back to the 80s and 90s. I mean, the system is nearly twice the size. So, I mean, the current rate of accidents, you know, is less than 0.5 per million flights over the long haul, and it's probably lower than that now. But to give you a sense of that, it's statistically so small that compared to driving, you know, which accounted for about 95% of all transportation deaths last year, pedestrians and drivers, you know, it's such a good record. You know, but I will say that the last week has shown some things about, you know, I think military traffic needs a look around these busy airports.
Joe Schwederman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddick Institute at DePaul University, thank you for joining us today. Still ahead in Technology Thursday, how augmented reality technology can help you fix your own car.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. There's reaction to the Trump White House suing Chicago, Cook County, and Illinois over sanctuary laws. Federal employees are getting a little more time to decide if they'll take a buyout. In Technology Thursday, taking care of your car can be a lot easier thanks to the use of augmented reality tech. Nearly one in three storefronts in Chicago's Loop remain vacant 5 years after the beginning of the pandemic. WBBM Sports Bears team owner Virginia Hallis McCaskey has died at the age of 102. WBBM Business, the markets are mixed right now. The Dow is down 158 points. The NASDAQ is up 68. The S&P 500 is up 14. We have partly sunny skies at O'Hare, 32 degrees right now, going up to 41. That wind chill, though, is 22. It's 12:31, topping our news at the half hour. Cook County elected officials are denouncing the actions of the Trump administration, and they say they're vowing to fight back against policies and a lawsuit filed by the Department of Justice. The details from Mike Krauser.
County Board President Tony Preckwinkle says what you're seeing is an intentionally cruel and coordinated effort to dismantle progress.
The Trump administration has made its priorities clear, undermining the programs and policies that protect working families, immigrants, and the most vulnerable among us.
She was joined by commissioners, including Scott Britton and Bill Lowry.
We now have an administration where hate seems to be the policy.
We are seeing an attack on democracy. Project 2025 is the administration's game plan, and the plan is being executed.
They said they'll continue to work to make the county diverse, equitable, inclusive, and welcoming, and the board president said the county will defend itself against the Justice Department lawsuit, accusing it of interfering with immigration and customs enforcement. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And this just in, there's a new hitch in the Trump administration plan to offer buyouts to thousands of federal workers. A judge issued an order temporarily blocking the plan, which offers incentives for federal workers to resign. The Trump administration had set a deadline of midnight this evening. That deadline has now been extended to Monday. It's 12:32 as the noon business hour continues. Markets are mixed today. We're joined by Gary Kulpbaum of Kulpbaum Capital Management in Orlando, Florida. Find him online at GaryK.com. Gary, thank you for joining us today. And once again, earnings are back in the driver's seat when it comes to driving market activity. What are some of the big names jumping out at you today?
Well, I can give you, for everyone that's getting blasted to the downside, I can give you a Hilton that earnings were okay, but is up 5-6%. Eli Lilly strong, Ralph Lauren. So there's a lot of Jell-O moving on the plate, as I say it, as usual, when it comes to earnings, because you never know what they're going to report. More importantly, what the guidance is going to be. But overall, I think earnings are okay. And the one thing I need to make note of, really good reaction to the big banks to their earnings. And I'm not so sure you get bear markets when big banks are acting okay and into new yearly high ground.
And taking a look inside some of the earnings reports, Ford falling 4% today, the automaker forecasting a difficult 2025. And what was part of Ford's forward guidance that was so pessimistic? Was it just simply consumer trends or just some uncertainty when it comes to tariffs and parts and vehicle assembly?
Well, it all started a while back. I think they announced they lost $10 billion on electric vehicles. And it just business is not very good. You know, sometimes you just look at the numbers and you see that sales have been decelerating and guidance going forward is not great and the stock pays a penalty. It's one of the very few stocks at a new yearly low right now. And that speaks volumes as far as what they had to say and where it's going forward.
Is there going to be a gut check this year when it comes to the evolution of AI? Speaking of spending billions of dollars, there's been just so much spending on artificial intelligence efforts here, there, and everywhere. Is this the year when people want to see some results, some actual payoff from that investment?
Yeah, and it's not just billions, it's hundreds of billions of dollars. And I'm always worried, and I think one of the first things I taught my kids is to never overpromise and underdeliver. And all I can tell you, there's a lot of promises going on right now, not just in words, but in numbers, that for me, one could call them outrageous numbers, because some of the numbers by one company are equal to big-sized S&P 500 companies just on the spending side. So bottom line is they're going to need to come through first off with the spending, because a lot of companies are depending on that spending. A lot of semiconductor equipment makers, the chips like the NVIDIAs, that's number one. And number two, what are you going to make because of those numbers? And I just think that's in the air right now. Nobody really knows, but leave no doubt, after last Monday's trashing because of that DeepSeek, they've been coming out every day with bigger and bigger numbers, and a lot of these things have rebounded after that trashing last Monday.
Gary Kulpbaum, President Kulpbaum Capital Management in Orlando. Find him online at GaryK.com. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Technology Thursday, how augmented reality can help do-it-yourself auto mechanics.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Technology Thursday. You may be able to do more than you think in maintaining or even fixing your vehicle or boat. We welcome in John Martin, founder and CEO of Bundle AR in Chicago. John, thank you for joining us today. And this has happened to everybody, John. Something just goes out, goes on the blink, goes on the fritz inside your car, and you have to dig inside your glove box and you have to pull out that book that says Owner's Manual to your 1991 Chevy Corsica, and then you have to try to fix it yourself and hope you can make hide nor hair out of the 30-plus-year-old diagrams contained therein. But now it seems like we have a new high-tech solution that can help you if you have to fix your car or your boat.
Good afternoon, Rob. I think you described it perfectly. What we've learned, the market's now calling that EIFU, or electronic instructions for use. So imagine that you do have a boat or a car, and all of a sudden you need to know how to work that fancy dashboard or fix other things. You can just now call up your app, and you can literally point, touch, learn. You can touch a hotspot, get a subject matter expert video. You can get step-by-steps, process flow, all the information you ever needed right at your fingertips. Rob, we learned a lot from the Department of Defense. They said, John, our warfighters, they grew up on gaming. They grew up on social media. They grew up on their iPhone. They don't read written manuals anymore. They want immersive on-demand and mobile, and they want it when they want it, and they want it on a device they know very well. So thank you for bringing that up.
Well, I feel like we arrived at a situation, like I'm in my mid-40s, and all of my peers who we may not be gearheads and we may not be home improvement geeks, but if something happens in the house or something happens in the car, the first thing we do is go to YouTube to find some type of video that would explain and help you fix this common problem. And this seems like the next step beyond going to YouTube to see if there's a video that can help you.
Well, I like that you understand the power of subject matter expert videos. Now imagine if a brand controls that and a brand puts it in an environment for their users where it even works if there's no internet needed. So imagine you buy a brand new BMW, you get the BMW 735 app, and it's got all that knowledge built into the app with the subject matter expert videos and process flow and all these things you need to know. So the world has changed, and let's try and make it easy so people, we call it knowledge now. So imagine this immersive knowledge now on demand when you can get it in seconds, things that could have taken you, minutes or hours to find if you can. And sometimes if you're on a boat in the middle of the river and there is no internet, imagine your boat goes out and you can just call up your app. It's already loaded on your app. It's native to the device. You don't need the internet anymore. So that's pretty powerful in and of itself.
When it comes to technology and when it comes to vehicles, I mean, how much of a vehicle's operation is good old fashioned mechanical, good old fashioned mechanics, basically? And how much of it is tech these days? It seems like if you get into a car, a 2025 model car, basically everything runs off a touchscreen.
You're 100% correct. It's just we're living in a digital world these days. We've learned so much from this group called Cognizant that has the digital workplace services team, and everything they do, their whole tech stack is trying to move customers from analog and paper over to digital on devices they use day in, day out. And it's how they want to learn.
Now, when it comes to having the company itself or the brand have augmented reality tools that can help you fix common problems, that has got to be a money saver on two sides of the equation. That saves you, the driver, the time and the expense of going to a dealership or going to a mechanic and fixing the car. But at the same time, though, it's probably a productivity saver for the mechanic, because that way they could probably get more cars through with actual serious problems versus somebody showing up just because they have to have their tires filled up.
You're 100% correct. It's kind of a win on both sides. as far as the mechanic and them having that digital knowledge at their fingertips. We learned a lot from Xbox. So you probably got a lot of Xbox listeners, and they did something. They call it issue codes. They track the issues in their call centers, and then they create these knowledge bundles so people can learn about the console, or they can learn about the headset or the controller. And they saw a drop into their call center of 17% when they tried out this new Knowledge Now approach. So it seems to get the gamers back to gaming faster, and it lowers the cost of the call center, which then tends to be sometimes their biggest cost.
Now, you are the founder and CEO of an augmented reality company. So maybe, I don't know if I could say if this is surprising, but the degree to which phones and video games have changed younger people's perceptions of the world, does that surprise even you?
No, not even one bit. And I think we just see, especially the younger generations, how it's even more addictive. And we know how certain social media platforms can be quite addictive. But I think that's just the world we're in now, and how people will learn and how they want to learn and what they're used to. So it doesn't surprise me one bit. Sometimes what I try to do is take the word augmented reality out and say immersive, on-demand, mobile. That kind of describes it in a way that's not too techy. And we also now are moving into both mobile devices, but what's also called XR wearables. There's quite an interesting world going on right now, especially in Department of Defense and in manufacturing, for wearables. It could be glasses, it could be XR devices where you can kind of see through. And so that world's changing quickly too. And I'm happy to say our platform performs for that in addition to mobile devices.
John Martin, founder and CEO of Bundle AR in Chicago, thank you for joining us today.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The retail vacancy rate in Chicago's Loop is holding steady after going up the last 4 years. That's according to a report from a retail brokerage firm, Stone Real Estate. Let's discuss the downtown store situation with Rachel Herzog, reporter, Crane Chicago Business. Rachel, thank you for joining us today. The vacancy rate leveling off after going up for the past 4 years, is that a sign of progress at the very least?
Yeah, I think it's too soon to say, you know, whether the Loop has hit bottom. There's still, you know, a lot of, you know, one in three storefronts is vacant. There's still a lot of office vacancies, but traffic is still recovering. It's good that it didn't go up more. But yeah, it seems like there's some green shoots, but maybe some things that still need to happen for a turnaround.
Now, we talk about signs of life in the Loop, and that the one thing that has really sustained the downtown Chicago, the Loop, River North, other neighborhoods near the Central Business District, is the fact that it's one of the fastest growing neighborhoods in the city. People live here. They don't just work here, and that provided a higher floor. But are we starting to see just kind of a leveling off in work from home trends coming out of COVID-19, like the idea of growth is just not going to materialize anymore? This is the way it's going to be, pending some sort of external shock?
Yeah, so I mean, return to office is recovering, but very slowly. I don't know if it'll ever be back to the level it was, you know, in 2019. But, you know, experts say that, you know, for retail to really recover, you need that kind of 24-hour traffic. You need people, you know, in the Loop for dinner or for Sunday brunch or whatever, you know, and you need people living there, which the LaSalle Street office to apartments project would do.
Now, when we talk about retail vacancy rates, I mean, I think everyone's mental image is North Michigan Avenue, the big stores that used to be on the Magnificent Mile, some of which are still there. But retail probably also entails convenience stores and other places that serve those office workers who are no longer there.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the Loop did see, you know, big apparel brands leaving, like Old Navy, during the pandemic. But yeah, I mean, the category that left behind the most square footage in the Loop was actually, you know, fast casual restaurants, you know, like mainstays like Corner Bakery downsizing their footprint. We also saw like fast food restaurants downsizing, office supply stores, pharmacies, leaving a lot of square footage behind as well.
All those places that you used to go on your lunch hour, but now you just go to some place near your house.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. One thing I'll mention is that, you know, restaurants actually kind of stayed about the same as far as the amount of square footage they occupied in the Loop. And that's because, you know, it's a little bit more of a lift for a full service restaurant to up and leave than something fast casual. And so hopefully that'll kind of, you know, provide an amenity for office workers that are coming in and for some of that weekend traffic as well.
Rachel Herzog, reporter, Crane Chicago Business. Thank you for joining us today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.